This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Jay Allen Show. Hopefully everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Well, as you've noticed over the last couple of weeks, we've been doing some replays of the event that occurred at ACFS Safety Day 2021. And what we've been doing over the last little bit is really kind of taking some deep dives in some of the interviews that I was able to do in person at Safety Day 2021. Now, this one right here that we're going to do today is a conversation that I got to have with Emily Elrod. Well, if you're familiar with Emily, good for you. If you're not, she hosts a show called Unapologetically Bold, I'm Not Sorry For. It's a great show, and she takes some deep dives into some things that you would never expect, especially on this station on Safety FM. But she goes into these dives where she talks about these great things that it's so hard to explain because each episode is so different. You can go from one guest in the safety field to a guest in the sports field. And it's just such great content that she does share. Now, I'll tell you, what happened with this particular interview was quite interesting. She had just done her presentation at Safety Day 2021. And I asked her to come on to the air live and in living color right after she had done her presentation. Now, I'm going to tell you, as we get into this one today, it's already kind of started. So you'll be missing probably about a good minute or so before it actually does pick up the conversation. But I want you to take a listen to what Emily is talking about here. Because she goes into these detailed things. And if you just take a listen to how she approaches them, it's so different. And you can tell that her heart and her passion is in her work. I guess let me not spoil too much what we have going on here today. So I guess before we get into this, I want to kind of give you the information that on this particular day, I started to lose my voice towards the afternoon. So you're really going to hear some things kind of go downwards when it comes to that. I want to give you a fair warning. I think it's fair to do so. But I'll come back and talk a little bit at the end of this thing just to hear what you thought about the interview with Emily Elrod. Take a listen now on the Jay Allen Show.
Safety FM. Changing safety cultures. One broadcast and one podcast at a time.
And that's the thing is that I know 20 minutes is about all you get with humans. And so we've got to find ways to engage them because I don't like to talk at people. I like to talk with them. And the thing is people care about their problems, not about the problems that I'm telling them that they should care about. So I have to speak to the people in the crowd, and that helps me do that as a speaker.
So how long have you been testing this? Because I think it's excellent. I actually ran out and I was like, hold on. I was telling my wife about it. I was like, hey, you have to listen to this. I mean, take a look on how this is actually working, because it was going with the slide itself, and I've never seen that. Have you been using this for a while?
I've been using it probably for, it's called Mentimeter, menti.com, but I've been using.
There's your plug.
Yeah,
there's your plug.
There's my plug. But I've been using it for about a year and a half. Just really, really hardcore using it in, like, you know, breakout rooms and all this stuff. You got to get creative in Zoom and stuff. And I've been blessed to do work that is worldwide. And so I got to be everywhere. So virtual's always been with me. And it's not like I just did it because of COVID.
Right.
So, like, I got to keep people engaged and they actually want to like me and have conversation and learn. So that just works.
Well, it worked out well. So I would imagine this is the first time you've done a presentation where you had a boxing ring behind you, correct?
That is a fact. That is the first. And was that not awesome?
I thought it was pretty awesome. I was thinking you were going to do the run through and actually go into the ring. I was waiting.
See, and you know how I talked about confidence in the whole speech or part of it. And I'm like, oh, don't have the skills, have not been experienced enough. So I tried a little bit yesterday and I'm like, yeah.
My whole fear was that if I jump into the ring, I'd probably trip over the ropes.
Yes. And well, this is funny. So, like, I really rehearsed everything in my mind, and you know that I have cows. And so I'm thinking, I'm like, this is like the barbed wire. Like, okay, I just got to, like, make sure I fit through correctly. Like, you don't hit anything, tear the clothes. That was my idea. It didn't work the same. It's okay. I tried.
I mean, you start off with a plan, and then things sometimes don't work out. But overall, I thought your presentation was excellent. I mean, let's just be realistic. So as you're doing this more and more and going into the world of safety as a non-safety person, I don't even know if that qualifies, but we'll say that. How do more and more people reach out to you now? I mean, because I would imagine with the changes that are going on, everything's virtual, as you were saying earlier. Mm-hmm. But are you being asked now to do in-person engagements?
Yes, we're finally getting, as I joked and I said it on the stage, it's like, I feel like my inner Ariel is out. It's like, I get to be where the people are. And yes, we are vaccinated. But the thing is like, people can reach out to me, workzbe.com, W-O-R-K-Z-B-E, so it's workzb. Or I am on this awesome podcast called Unapologetically Bold on
Very
Safety
awesome podcast.
FM. So you can reach me out in a few ways there. And it's just, it's fun. It's been a blessing to see that what I love the best is we're finally flipping the script to a little bit of caring about people again. And it's going to the people side of the equation. So as I say, I love machines, but I like people more on most days.
You like hot people.
I do like hot people that are humble, open, and transparent. I like hot people.
I know. I remember the first time you said that. I remember we were doing the interview and you said that. And I was like, what? You like hot people? I love the explanation. How'd you come up with the term?
Okay, so I totally stole it actually from a preacher. he's pretty famous, so he says it a lot. So I'm like, but Mike Todd at Transformation Church, he said it. And I'm like, that's good, because most people are like skeptical of churchy people, and I'm right. Like, and he actually lives it. Like, he tells all of his crap. And that's the thing, is like, humans, we deal with it. And say, like Sam talked about, safety does suck. There's some things, and we can make it suck less. Like, let's start being humble, open, and transparent and talking about these things to understand that, like, we're all human, and we're human at home, work, and play. And how can we do our jobs better? Because most people want to come to work. They want to do good. They want to be better for society. They want to be good. But
well, I mean, what I think is pretty interesting with the stuff that you do is that you live your life, but you put some of it on social media, and you show the reality side of everything you have going on.
Oh, I mean,
there is no shyness there on what you have going on.
No, like, I got Zoom bombed by my cow.
By your cow.
I literally did, like. One, I'm a sucky cow farmer because, like, I do all the things wrong according to my husband. You're not supposed to name them, one. Two, you're not supposed to draw, like, flowers and pictures all over their tags either. And then you're not supposed to let them just walk around at your house while you're on a Zoom call and they go up steps.
I did not know that.
I did not either. And they jump off steps, too. But, hey, did amazing with it, so...
Holy cow, absolutely. But I want to mention this to do for especially for the people that are out there listening. You are so committed to doing the stuff that you're doing. Today's your anniversary.
It is.
Well, congratulations. But you're out here. Is your husband waiting in the general area, or is he back in Georgia?
Oh, he's back in Georgia.
Wow. He's back in Georgia. See, that's love and commitment.
So it is. He knows what I love to do, and I know that he loves his stuff, and we just get to do. And that's a thing, too. It's like whenever you get to follow your purpose and passion, like, you don't want, and if you actually love your other half, you don't want to stop them, like, because if I didn't get to come and do this stuff, I'm going to hold it over his head. And I promise you, a woman can remember longer than you ever think anybody else can remember. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're here then, especially after that comment, right? So what else do you have coming up? What else do you have going on? Should I tell people on how you pre-record everything like a year ahead of time?
I do. So I have a lot of podcasts coming out. I'm really excited on the aspect of this month is really focused on mental health. I'm big on mental fitness, and breaking down some of the barriers is really what this focus has been. Next month, I have a lot of really cool people, like especially in the sports realm, that has been coming. So I've been blessed to start to get to work more with professional athletes and getting to work in the collegiate realm. That's been fun. And then also just doing my stuff with Worksbe and our team. We're just continuing to grow. And as people are starting to care more about people, it's like, hey, you know people. You know how they work. Can you come teach me your magic is really what it is.
This is the Jay Allen Show.
So I interrupt this very important show to discuss this important matter with you. And here's what I want to share. You know that for years I have been telling you on this show that I don't sleep too great. Well, over the last few months, I've actually acquired a Helix sleep mattress. And it has changed the way that I sleep entirely. Listen, I have to tell you, for years I have struggled day in and day out, or night in and night out, on how I sleep.
But ever since I went to Helix Sleep and took the sleep quiz, it has changed my way of sleeping. All you need to do to be able to encounter this luxury in your home, just go to helixsleep.com/safety. That's helixsleep.com/safety. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you with a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Helix Sleep is offering up to $200 off of all orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/safety. That's helixsleep.com/safety for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows.
And we are back on the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM.
So that's always amazing to me, where you have these larger organizations and they reach out and go, teach us your magic.
Uh-huh.
So when you do this, are you doing this as you bring in your whole crew, or do you have just portions of it go, okay, this is kind of a specialty for X, or how does that work?
So we actually have our own process that we use. And it's what I say is, if it is like project management, like design thinking and human behavior all had a baby, it's kind of what we have. And so like ours is all focused on one, you got to know the people. Like you can't, like Sam made a great point, like you can't just come in and like tell people what to do. You got to know the people. You got to make sure you have the right people on the team. And we don't have all, like I said, in mind, like it's not all like-hearted, or it's not all like-minded. We got to have like-hearted people. We got to have people that have the same mission. But if we have all people saying yes, 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 we get stuck in that insanity.
So how do you qualify people to get into your group?
Into my group. So
I would imagine if they have to be like-hearted, like-hearted, not like-minded, it has to be an interesting interview process.
It is. It's all about mission-oriented. Like, basically, I guess that's my gift, too. I can read people very, very well and see if they're faking it or not. I've dealt with enough fake people that God's been like, hey, this is your gift, because you've dealt with a lot of crap with it. And so, long story short, I just go in, and in my team, we actually help their teams find those people. And it's easy. It's easy. We have, we say that there's usually 4 people. There's people that find problems. There's people that talk about problems. There's people that think about problems. And there's people that communicate or, like, actually do the stuff. Everybody can point them out like that. They can even point themselves out. Like, it's really not that hard.
Hold on. You're giving out the secret sauce of exactly what you're doing then.
I'm not. But, well, it's... Trust me, you can try it, but as I say, you got to know some ends. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery. But it's the thing, though, that does come with it, is that you got to understand the people, you got to understand how they work, and listen to them, and then start adding accountability in is really our key thing, and finding ways that, as I talked in the thing, we're not about dopamine hints, which is that rah-rah cheerleader in the fans. We're about oxytocin, the loving grandmother, and the safety cop of the body, serotonin, because actually both of them together, psychological safety, and also that social safety. That's what we do. We find ways how humans are designed to create that.
So talking about what you've referenced right there in regards to psychological safety, now you're starting to hear the wording a lot more because of COVID, the lockdown, and so on. What are you thinking now? I know that you said mental health is important. Psychological safety, of course, is going to tie into some of that stuff right there. What are you thinking? Do you think, and I'm asking an opinion question, of course, do you think it's a buzzword for some? Or do you really think that they're putting their heart and effort into it?
It's an opinion. It's totally a buzzword when all the money starts going around it and I see it, all the freaking marketing material. I'm like, y'all, like, do you actually know what it is? Like, that's my frustration. But the interesting things that I'm seeing with it, with my clients, is really, really cool, because we haven't been together. And so trust is oxytocin releases, so that loving grandmother is actually from being around people. People are less trusting right now on an extreme level. And so, especially if you've not had a good work environment, you're having what may seem as entitlement coming out. It's really cool seeing that. And then also their safety has been so basically jacked up, like, you know how you have on your little, I don't even know what you even call that, but your mixer thing, how it goes up and down. That's basically what people's safety has been like for the past year. And so everything like kind of triggers them to like, ugh, that gut feeling. So you have people that are very hypersensitive right now to safety, not other people's safety, but their own. And then you have not trusting. Like, it's talk about a boxing ring. Mm-hmm. It's cool, but it's bad. Like, but as a human nerd, like, I love watching it, but also helping people through that, navigate through it. So it's not a huge sparring match, but understanding, like, how people can adapt through that. Because you actually can do some key things to help your people understand better. Like, what are they feeling? It's normal. It's normal to not trust people right now. You haven't been around people. You literally have not had any oxytocin releases. Like, right. I've not had high fives. I've not had handshakes. I've hugged today. Sorry, y'all.
I've self-high-fived a couple of times. But here's my question to you then, because this brings up another topic then. When you start thinking about the level of trust is not existing or existent. So we told people that were crucial employees that they needed to come into the office or go out and so on, and certain other people could work from home. So the people that are actually the crucial employees and the people that were working from home, how is that going to look now that we're able to get together? I mean, because think about it. Think about from what you're saying. How is that tying going to work? Because you were non-essential, quote unquote, for 5 months, 6 months, a year, whatever. And now we're going to bring you back in.
Look at you hitting me some trigger words here. That's just like my anxiety. Like, sorry, you want to say things that can trigger me? Like, y'all, can we please get rid of this non-essential, essential crap?
But you know what I'm talking about.
I know. I totally know. I worked in a healthcare system for a long time, and that was one thing that pet people. Oh, we're heart of the matter. We care and we love. Oh, sorry, you're non-essential. Like, you don't get anything. You still have to, like, be away, but you have to be here. So for them, even, you couldn't work from home. You still can't work from home. You still can't work from the home.
Don't name drop.
I'm not. Don't worry. But it was very interesting to see they have had such high turnover. You're going to see it. You can easily see it in your high turnover. People are going to be leaving quicker. They're going to be pissed off. You have more incidents. You're going to have higher hostility rates. Like, it's going to be easily trended. So if you're wondering, look at your claims, look at your workers' comp, talk to your HR people, like, your compliance. Like, you're going to have a ton more.
Do you think because of this, right, starting off the bat, a lot of places will lose good employees because of this?
Oh, heck yeah.
Even though they're titled non-essential, and I'm just using the wording because that's what they're calling them.
They've already left. I call them unicorns. Most unicorns have already left. They left. If you're already a crappy organization, this kind of gave them that shift of like, I'm done. And so unicorns have left probably 8 months ago. And now we're going to bring people back. And you don't have your unicorns to, like, or your cheerleaders be like, hi, yay. Like, that we're your high, high top performers, because they don't deal with this crap. Mm-hmm. We don't. Like, it's just suck it up, buttercup. Like, we'll go figure out our own crap. And so you may be stuck with employee groups that, especially if they're millennials, I'll give that if they're millennial or younger, some of my older boomers, like, y'all will stick with it. Loyalty, like, to, like, the death, literally, because you literally will kill yourself with stress to be able to be stuck in a position because you're tried and true and you've done it and you've went through it.
Well, like always, knowledge bombs from Emily Elwright. I appreciate you coming by. I know that they're starting off with the next session. Wasn't sure if you wanted to make it or not, but I really do appreciate you coming by.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, Jay, I love you.
I think it's too. Awesome. You know it. We need more of your episodes. You know this, right?
I'm trying.
Live stream. Thanks again for coming by.
SafetyFM.com.
Well, that's it. That's going to end our time today together on this show. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Emily Elrod as much as I did. If you're not listening to Unapologetically Bold, I'm Not Sorry For, you need to take a listen to what Emily has going on. You can come to our website, safetyfm.com, go under the list of shows, and Emily's show is listed right there. While you're there, you might notice we do also have a plethora of other shows, as well as our radio station app. You can download that if you'd like and take a listen to what we have going on Safety FM 24/7. Anyways, thank you for taking a listen today, and thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM, and that is the listener. I'll see you next time. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.